Now, I'd like to lift the essence of the Christian drama out of that historical occasion and bring it here. We've all been baptized. Most of us have anyway. If so, we've received Christian initiation. But are we able to stay with Christ? Where are you staying? He says, come and see. Well, there's a price to come and see where he's staying, because he's staying deep in our hearts. But for us to get to our hearts, we have to go through the process of forgiveness, of bringing to the light those parts of our experience that are remembered by the soul but have been repressed, because they, at the time we did these things, or the time they were done to us, they could not be integrated into a healthy self-concept. So we repressed them. We've got a part of us that's up here in the light and a part of us that's in the unconscious. To be whole, to be made whole, means to have a unified consciousness. One with God, one with humanity, and one within ourselves, undivided. To get into that undividedness requires both the acceptance of forgiveness and the extension of it to those around us. Now, I just use an example of a petty kind of petulance that does not forgive because it has wounded pride. In the movie Fumble Talk, you are going to see a food of an impression such has never happened on the face of this earth before. It's a documentary. And it's a documentary that doesn't interview people after the fact about something that happened. It shows it while it's happening. This is live and in person by people who do not know themselves as Christians. These are animists. They live in a country called Sierra Leone, which was at one time one of the most beautiful and peaceful places on the face of this earth. The people of Sierra Leone had an uncommon way of living together because their villages were so tight that they were one. We talked about oneness, the villages were one. The people of Sierra Leone were one. They took responsibility for each other's kids. My family, your family, same, same. Takes a village to raise a child, that's where it happened, in Sierra Leone. And then, a civil war based on what was called blood diamonds happened. And this was a civil war that was just a horror. Because people in villages were taken by rebels and given guns and given knives, and they were forced to do things to their own family members. They were forced to do things to their neighbors. They were, and I mean things like, throw her baby on that fire. Take this knife and cut off the heads of all your neighbors and put them in a bag and throw them into that lake. Cut the arms off your grandmother, or I'll kill you. Beat your best friend and slit his father's throat with a knife. These are things that happened. And what you're going to see, the food of impressions that you will see, is the confessions of the people that did these atrocities. And the most amazing thing, the people that embraced them with forgiveness. Because after the war was over, these people had to come, they had no place to go. These are poor people. They came back to their villages. And the perpetrators and the victims lived side by side with that kind of ice that I described, with the petty unforgiveness that I experienced in my life. And they walked around and nobody was comfortable. And nobody was talking about it. Until a man named John Calk remembered the tradition called Fumble Talk, or Family Talk, in which Sierra Leone traditions had always gathered around a fire and talked things out. John Calk went around Sierra Leone and started holding Fumble Talks. And the individuals who were hurt could, right in front of the whole community, say what happened to them. And one woman says, I was raped by 15 soldiers, and one of them is here today, and it is that man, and he is my uncle. And they would call this man into the fire circle, and he would own what he did. And then they would be joined, and they would hold hands, and they danced together. This is a food of impression such as I've never taken in. We will also see in this film a man named Mr. Dai, Captain Mohammed Savage, who was the single most horrific war criminal I have ever heard about in my life. They called him Mr. Dai because if he talked to you, you were going to die. You're going to see Mohammed Savage confronted by some people who tell him if he comes back, he'll be forgiven. And he's going to say, I wasn't there. I know nothing about this. I never did this. I was never in the area. I don't know any of these people. And they send him a video message on a computer. They said, if you come back, you can go through this process. He avoids it for years, and then he breaks. And you're going to see a man go back into a village by himself with thousands of people who he wronged standing around. And this man walks into the circle and he says, I haven't had a life for the last 10 years. I've been in denial of this. I've lost my humanity. I want it back. He wanted to be fully forgiven and fully alive, more than just bodily alive. And as he walks back into this circle, you can feel the tension. He has thrown babies onto fires and their mothers are there. He has hacked apart children and beat them on the ground in front of their parents. And they're all there. And he confesses and they forgive him. And he now lives in that village. Now the power of this food of impressions is such that this movie, it's a documentary, it was premiered here at South by Southwest, was shown to a fifth grade class in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia school. The teachers called the documentary maker back several months later, astonished by what had happened since those kids saw that film. On their own, and without the guidance of teachers, the children called a fumble talk because there were bullies in the class. There were bad feelings going around. There were exclusionary cliques. And the children said, well, we could have a fumble talk. And they did. You're going to meet some of the most amazing fifth graders you will ever see in your life. I'm humbled by how alive and truthful they are. They ate the food of impressions in fumble talk, and they digested them in such a way that their class was transformed. These kids are, you'll see one by one being interviewed. This is an uncommon fifth grade class. I didn't feel anything when I was in the fifth grade except terror. These kids have feeling, they're alive. If forgiveness is the essence of Christianity, remember Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our debts as we, you know, there's a conditional clause there. Interesting. As we forgive our debtors. Are we unforgiven because we don't forgive others? Uh-uh. God doesn't hold that against us. We're unforgiven if we don't forgive our debtors because the memory is still in our souls. We're holding on. It's our souls that are clouded by our unforgiveness and our having not received forgiveness from God. The all-loving, all-merciful, almighty God who creates and sustains this universe, who beats every heart and who breathes every body, is love itself. And we're hiding from love because we've done things we didn't like against our own conscience. A fourth step in the 12-step program is making a fearless and searching personal inventory. It's getting that stuff out of the dark and into the light and offering it up to God for forgiveness. You can be forgiven in an instant. It's the knowing and the owning and the offering it up that lets us free, just like Mohammed Savage did, a mass murderer, a cruel man who owned it and got free. The Mohammed Savage you will see at the beginning of this movie and the Mohammed Savage that you will see at the end are as different as two human beings could ever be. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, you'll be given an opportunity to eat a banquet of truth, a banquet of reality, put on by some animists, some people who we might be tending to look down on as primitive. They could teach us Christians everything we need to know about Christianity. We use the name with facility. We use the name very easily. These people have shown us the way. And if we take in what they offer us and extend it to our world with compassion and understanding for those who have hurt us and wounded us, with God's love for us in places where we've hurt and wounded others, we will be a transformed community. I invite you to have soul food this afternoon. It will be shown at 2 o'clock. I look forward to seeing many of you here.